This is Talion of the visit with James Sawyer. Inside, just in the door, Miss Bessie. When I left the bread on late Friday, when I came in from the office, the 16th of May, 69, this is Channel 2 right. Channel 2 right. Channel 2 right. This is Channel 2 right.
We got that tile on the floor, that rubber tile.
Got that rubber tile.
That's better than.
Mm-hmm. So when you widen that kitchen out, you put that stuff down there, isn't
it? It is.
Yeah.
That's good. That's
low.
When we were there,
it's
down. It's like bricks.
That's right.
Dame, you have a bunch that comes over there and visits with you on Friday, late Friday afternoon.
You mean on the shed out there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They be want to spend the money then.
Who all comes over? I don't mean all of them, but I mean who's the main one?
Well, the Peyton crew be the main one.
Yeah.
That's them, the main crew, and let me see. Three or four might have mission and open. Let's get there and see who can spend the most money.
Oh, really?
Then half of them, then they have to haul half of them home.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, they fool around and get a little too much of that stuff on the shack tail and get to his head.
Oh, do they?
Then he has to go to sleep then. He came on in.
Uh-huh. But if they get too much, somebody carries them on home.
Oh, yeah, I didn't sit around there to start shitting eyes and start falling around when I came on.
Well, what I was thinking about was some of them sits around there and you have pretty good talk around there, don't you?
Oh, they talk up something. They talk to stuff and they can't go. So that stuff, him and he to talking any long before he's going to turn over.
Yeah. Well, I didn't mean like that. I mean just, do they all get that way?
No, not all of them, but quite a few of them do.
Well, now you take this boy lives up here just past you. Does he turn over too?
Well, he'd be on his turn. He'd be ready to turn over.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know. That's the reason I asked you.
Oh,
know.
Yeah. So, he'd be ready.
Well, now, Mr. Rogers, there's a lot of them comes in there every now and then from time to time and sits around and talks with him.
Oh, yeah, he got...
Like Jim Means.
Oh, yeah, he come in and sit there sometimes 2-3 hours. Look at the bowl game, sit there and talk and talk and talk and sit there and talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said, look at that bowl game, and I think his name Hook from Michinoka.
Who?
I think his name Hook, I think that's what he called it.
Is that Mr. Rogers, one of his friends?
Well, he just...
You
talking
about Weaver?
No, that fella called Mr. Hook. He's an alcohol. He's an alcohol in the Army. Oh. Doctor put him on alcohol.
Who?
Fella called Hook. Doctor put him on alcohol.
And, oh, the several comes in there. I remember, the man that owns all that vegetable stuff. What's his name down there? He used to come and sit and talk there with Mr. Rogers. Huh.
Oh, yeah. He comes sometime now, but he don't come as regularly. So he don't drink as much. He used to drink it up, but he don't drink as much now.
Yeah.
He'd about a case. He'd about a case.
Yeah.
He didn't mean to run out.
Yeah.
So he don't drink it like that now. He like to kill him a couple of times.
Yeah.
That's a lightning guy.
Well, what do they talk about, buddy?
I'm going to tell you the truth. I just keep getting up. I don't know nothing they be saying.
Well, they're talking all the time while they're sitting there.
Yeah, but I be somewhere else. See, I keep moving.
Yeah. I'd love to sit there and listen to them talk sometimes.
They talk up something. Every time I get that log cabin on the shape there, they keep talking.
Yeah.
It'll make them talk anyhow.
Yeah.
Better go and see what Carrie wants. I think that's why Miss Bessie. Let's see what Carrie wants now.
Does Carrie need something?
Well, she just come from the hospital. I'll go and see how that girl was doing.
So James went on down in this drizzle. Or a light sprinkle. See what Miss Carrie wanted. You hate to be like that, he said. Well, that's James's view of it. Best part, on the other side, cutting the steaks. The fella left. Mr. Rogers came on out there with his apron on, and James already had the meat cut. Now, you see, that's that taunt. That's a taunt they live with. Papu had it. Oh, it was strong in Papu. We didn't know what it was. We couldn't quite manage it. You see, it's late, and this little spring is getting dark. All that field of melons over there just growing away. Ground's sick with the vines now. And James on his rounds. Miss Bessie couldn't hear much of this damn weather. Chilling, hollering out of school, you see, for the weekend. And I left the bread and the cookie. It's the end of that nice little visit with James Sawyer at Miss Bessie's. I brought the bread in on the way home on Friday, 16th of May, 1969. This is Channel 2 right around 60. Channel 2 right around 60. The end of the visit with James Sawyer. Friday on the way home when I took the bread in to Miss Bessie, the 16th of May, 69. This is Monday, the 26th of May, 69. Monday, the 26th of May, 69. A little visit with Miss Bessie in the big kitchen on James Sawyer. And it's Channel 2 right, still around 60. We passed by and didn't hear Miss Bessie. We were hurrying up here to see the astronauts splash down on television. She walked up the lane with Sergeant and brought us our supper. And I got her to tell Faye what she had told me on the porch the other night about James and all his, all he could do, and Mr. Rogers.
Now, how was they going to step on the moon? Don't you know the Lord wouldn't want to let nobody get up on top of that moon? No, he wasn't going to let nobody get on top of that moon. He threw them off of that. Goodness, these people is crazy.
Yes.
That's the truth.
That's right.
They're naturally crazy.
Just naturally.
Crazy.
And they just keep after it. They won't stop.
No. But they'll stop if something happened to them. Very bad.
We're talking to Chelsea. I can't remember what you said.
What?
You remember when I said to you, I did that talk with Buddy over there, over to your house, and you told me what he, what you know about him and over there at the bar.
Him and Rogers?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to tell me because I didn't get it straight.
You see, when anything go wrong, you know what I mean, with him and Buddy, you know, so Buddy just tells him. Well, I said, Roger, you know I can do anything, any kind of work. I don't care what kind of work it is, I can do it.
Uh-huh.
He said, I could pick oranges, I could, he said, I can drive a truck. He said, I could haul wood and cut wood and do anything that's come to hand, so I can do it.
Uh-huh.
He said, well, Roger, shuts up, you know, and I don't want to hear him say that.
No. No,
because when Buddy puts him down, I said he's in a bad shape. Yes. He ain't gonna let nobody do that, Buddy. He ain't gonna get nobody here to stick to him, and he can trust with everything. He trusts Buddy with everything over there.
Yeah.
He trusts with all that liquor and all of that stuff. He trusts it, and he have never missed none. You know what I mean? But one old, the old man he had up there was making like that he had, he was short of a case, I mean a quart. And he says, I guess Buddy got it, I reckon. And Roger said, don't you say that. Don't you say that.
Oh, really?
Told him, said, don't you say it.
Uh-huh.
Because he says, I trust his Buddy with my money. I trust Buddy with everything. I send Buddy to the bank. He go and carry it and brings money back. He says, not a dollar missing. He says, not a penny. And now you talk about one quart of liquor. He says, I might have made a mistake myself. See?
Yeah.
Well, that's what it was, see?
Uh-huh.
You see?
And he trusts him with a truck. He gives him a truck to do all the running around with.
Yes, he gives him a truck to run all the running around. And lie him to haul wood and things like that, but, you know, to sell for itself, you see.
Well, who would take care of the neighborhood if Buddy wasn't around here?
I don't know. Nobody.
He really does do things for you, doesn't he?
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, Carrie threw it off on him this morning down to the store. She went down to the store before he brought it forward, and she come up there, you know. She went to the store, and Mr. Smith, I don't know who else, he said, another lady was in there, and she says, so Miss Smith, give her some fish. And she says, Miss Smith, if it wasn't for you, I don't know what I would do. See, I tell you, she said, The white people sure is good to me. They do everything for me. They do everything for me. So, but it's a, he never said nothing. He just waited till she got through. And said, Miss Smith, Kara, says, I think James is very nice to you. He says, because he takes you anywhere you want to go. I always see you in the truck. Says, now you say nobody do anything for you. What does he do? And what is it? Now she done tore her pants with him. She done tore them.
Well, she don't know what she says.
Who, Karen? Yes, she do.
She does.
Yes, she do. Those Karen no fool. She ain't no fool. She just mouthy to that.
Oh.
Huh?
She just mouthy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Got a lot of my lip, you see?
Yeah.
So Buddy fixed her today, told her he wasn't going to take her nowhere. He ain't going to let a dog in that truck. So I'll do anything for Anna, but I'll do nothing for you.
Well, he always doing something, Bessie.
I know he is, but I mean,
not in the neighborhood. Don't you know, when we stand out there in the garden talking to Miss Daisy,
mm-hmm.
he walked in the house, and she didn't even know what he'd bring him.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, he said he guessed he just slept all day. He was so tired. They waked him up, and he got up and dressed at 11 o'clock and took you all in the same.
Well, he did.
Yeah. Carrie, you
and waited on us, too.
Mm-hmm.
Brought us back.
Well, that's that little gem. Miss Bessie on the moon first. Then I go land up there on the top of the moon and get the feet up there. And then James just tells Mr. Rogers how useful he is over there. Mr. Rogers don't want to hear it. Then he takes care of everybody in the neighborhood. But it just happened this time that James was teed off with Miss Carrie. And Bessie talked. I didn't tape this. My machine didn't take it down. She takes care of J.R. They send the groceries from the store, and she cooks them. And he goes on over to the bar, and James takes him home when he takes the cooks. Now, that's Channel 2 Right, around 140, this Monday, the 26th of May, 69. The 26th of May, 69, Channel 2 Right, 140. Miss Bessie on James, mostly at the bar. Now, this is Channel 2, 140, 145, the way we've got it now. On Saturday the 7th of June, 145, Channel 2, right. Last week at the office, oh, it's been raw and rough up there. I came home and tried to be outgoing, and then I thought, well, I'd better make my rounds. That big black car, the big wagon was at Fells, and I couldn't go in. I wanted to get some of that talk he did last night. Thursday night, when I went by to check on him, on his handling those recalcitrant students up there. But in Jim Gilbreth, it was too late to talk to him. I just stuck my head in. But Miss Bessie had nice things to say. Miss Bessie, on Friday night, the 6th of June, 69, all about bedtime, 9 o'clock. Of course, 9 o'clock not Miss Bessie's bedtime. Oh, she's up way late. She gives Faye a cutting. Faye comes down to get walks down the lane to get the newspaper. So she comes over and joins us, and Miss Bessie had given me this cutting in a gallon bucket. She told me what J.R. ate for supper. He didn't come by on Friday night. He eats at the juke places. But on the other night, Thursday night, and a little on the watermelons.
A lot of dry weather on them.
Yeah.
You see, that would make them sweet, you know.
That's right. That'd make the early ones sweet.
Yes. But when it rains on them, it don't make them sweet.
Mm-mm.
Most all the help going to school closing tonight. And so it don't leave them any over to the kitchen.
Well, what in the world they do?
They're going to see the children finish, you know.
Yeah. Well, what do they do for help over there at the kitchen?
Well, what help there? They can manage, you know.
Yeah.
They double in and help do, you know, help to carry on
one got one work to do, well, he'll help him do the other work, you see, and go back to his work.
Oh.
That's the way they'll do.
I don't... Yeah. You mean there in the kitchen?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess
it's one of two, three of them go off. One jump in and help the other one. Then go back to his work and then help the other one out.
You wouldn't want to do that every night.
Oh, no. You wouldn't do it every night because they're just going to the school closing tonight.
Yeah. Oh, is this the night of school closing?
Yes, sir.
Lecture, you all got left out here at home.
Huh?
You all got left out.
Who?
You all.
No. They finished today.
Did they?
Mm-hmm. They finished up today. You see, they had because little to do last night.
Yeah.
Yesterday evening.
Yeah.
And so they didn't have anything to do. They said the bigger ones now, the grown ups.
Yeah. They're finishing.
Yes, so it's Daisy and Granddad and Elizabeth and all of them, they all gone.
Granddaddy?
Uh-huh, Granddaddy's here.
Well, where'd he show up from?
Granddaddy's here. He blowed in the day.
Well, obviously. Yes, Well, now that'll, Miss Daisy will have something to think about now, won't she?
Yeah.
Well, it's been a good while since he was here.
September last year.
September last year?
That's right. He left here in September.
And hadn't been back since?
Hadn't been back since he left.
And here it is June.
Yeah. I don't know how it is down there, but maybe where the crops are rained out or they or they just finished, you know.
Yeah.
Give them a smile.
You're coming down to the paper. Good evening. Well, you never know.
No. Yes, he blowed in today. I don't know how long, let's see. I haven't seen him.
Oh, you haven't seen him?
No, I haven't seen him since he came.
He gets off the bus over at the barn?
No. I think somebody from Gainesville bring him down. He comes on the trailway in. On the trailway. He don't come on the Greyhound and the, like that. He comes on the trailway.
Oh. They going out there in the watermelon.
She went out there.
She's looking for something, doesn't
it? She went out there the other evening. Freddie told Gia, Gia, you stay there till 9 o'clock, and then if anybody go in there, so Miss Miles come along, and he didn't see her. So she went in there. I said, yeah, somebody going in your watermelon patch. Ooh, y'all to see. Oh, Lord.
He's ready to get after him.
Yeah. I didn't know he said that's a smile.
Well, did your boarder get plenty to eat tonight?
Who?
Your J.R.
Oh, he didn't come tonight. See, on Friday night, he don't come back.
Oh, he don't?
Mm-mm. He gets to pee off on a Friday night, you know, and shoots out down the boat.
Oh. Oh. Well, he got to eat somewhere, Betsy.
He'll eat. He'll get close to me. He'll buy something down there from those jukes.
Well, they haven't got nothing to eat, but
huh?
They got nothing but potato chips.
Yeah, but they have something to cook down there.
They do.
Well, yeah, they have some lunches and things from to eat. They serve down there on Saturdays and Fridays.
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm.
Just regular food?
Yes, sir. You can get spare ribs and hamburger and fried chicken, all that stuff like that, and fish.
Well.
Mm-hmm. They had a regular meal on Friday night and Saturday night.
Yeah. Well, will he eat the regular meal?
Oh, yes. He go there to Bess's place. So that's some relation to him.
Yeah.
Bess is. Mm-hmm. Come on in.
Well, now, what does it take to fill him up now these days, Missy?
Well, he gets pork chops and he gets canned beans. He likes that canned turnip greens.
Yeah.
It's very good, too.
Yeah.
He gets canned turnip greens. Sometimes he gets canned collards and spinach and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
Carrots. And sometimes he buys sausage, those long sausage.
Yeah.
He gets those, and a loaf of bread, and two or three bottles of drinks.
Yeah.
Quart of milk.
Yeah. And he takes a quart of milk with him.
Sometimes he drinks it, yes.
Yeah. Well, a man as busy as he is can eat anyhow, can he?
Yeah.
It works much better.
Yeah, so he gets that quart of milk every night.
Yeah. Well, that'd help him, won't it?
Yes, it sure will.
Is he eating the breakfast anywhere?
No. I don't know. He don't eat no breakfast. Yeah, no, he don't come in. He only come here in the evenings when he
gets,
come here for me to fix this food, then he... That's when then he goes over to the bar with Buddy.
Yeah.
Goes over there and stay till Mary go home. He rides down with Mary sometime.
Uh-huh.
And don't he go along with Buddy when Buddy take his up.
Uh-huh.
Go on and get off and go on home.
So he just brings his rations down here and you fix them for him.
Yeah, I fix it for him. Poor fella, he ain't got nobody to do nothing for him. So I just fix it for him.
Mm-hmm. And he does love to eat.
Eat? He can eat an elephant.
Well... Just all that, just there, just all so fresh.
Thank you, Chef, for Miss Myers, when you go.
Take what?
Take that.
Take this here?
Let's just set them out. Mm-hmm. That's that running roll.
Oh, it is?
Yes, it's two kinds in there.
Well, the she is.
Now, this is a tape kind.
I better let her come. You better
and
explain
this
it to her.
Kind is a
see?
Red.
You better come and understand this. Get this straight. Huh? Let's come get this straight. We let the bugs in.
That's what I'm doing. What is that, Bessie?
Huh?
What is this?
Well, I'll take it for you.
That's your running rose.
Oh, you rooted it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now, shall I set it out? You
yeah,
better close
sure,
the door.
Sure. Now, this is a pink.
Oh?
And the other is a red on that side.
Oh, I see.
This long one's the pink one.
Mm-hmm.
Why, Bessie? Well, this is...
And that's just like yours?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so proud of that. Oh.
Hiya, boy.
I'm so proud. The red, the pink, and the red. Well, I sure will set it out.
Where are you going to put it?
Up there by the fence so we can... You better close the doors and the mosquitoes get in.
Yeah.
Where
are
you going to set it? I'm going to put it up there by the fence so we can see it.
Oh.
I see.
Yeah. Sure am.
You better get Miss Bessie to come up and plant it for you.
That's right.
Show you where to put it.
That's right.
All right, then.
Oh, yeah. This is... Oh, I appreciate this.
I've been promised to get you a piece of trumpet.
Well, I tell you, I'm so proud to get this. I don't know what to do.
Huh?
I'm so proud of this.
Well, I'll get you some of that trumpet, too.
Good.
Get Miss Bessie and Miss Davis to come up there and plant it for you. Oh, that's a rich little tape. It's just as clear as it can be.
I think it's clearer on the cassette than it is on the tape, on the tape, on the big tape recorder. But it's so short, I don't know how I'd keep it. Bess is we're standing right in the door. The children in there on the floor. I stuck my head in, spoke, and then went on back out, and pretty soon she came out to visit with me a minute. And that's where we stood, right there by the screen door. And her voice is so clear and firm now. And she has that bossiness in her voice. Just rich. So she must feel pretty good. Granddaddy's home. All his family had gone to the graduation. And this is the first time he's been here since September. I didn't realize that. This is 310, Channel 2 Right. Friday night, 6th of June, 69. Right in the heart of the rainy season. Right in the first fine week of the rainy season. The first picking of melons this week. And the first ones came out of my field. And J.R., we watched him eat a little bit. Channel 2 Right, around 310. Friday night, 6th of June, 69.